Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emck. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. And now, play ball. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into center field. Maynisch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maynisch. Collins moves to third. Wheat moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is hit by the pitch. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Collins scores. Wheat moves to third. Cobb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Hale moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Cochran scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk is 0-for-1 in the game. Emk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Emk reaches second base with a double. Galloway scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ed Wells now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Blue reaches second base with a double. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Warner moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wells. Cobb moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Tavner reaches second base with a double. Fothergill moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Oney Carroll now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Galloway hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Emk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Wheat moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Wheat moves to third. Cobb moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Wheat scores. Cobb moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 9-1, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The slide. Basler applies the tag. Cobb is out. Simmons moves to third. Hale moves to second. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-3 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner has Simmons trapped. There's the throw to Basler and back to Tavener, who tags Simmons for the out. Hale moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Poole moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive towards first. Poole catches it and steps on first to double up Wingo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Collins takes first base on ball four. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Collins steals second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wheat hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt French now playing right field. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-4 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Warner moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Warner scores. Wingo goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Athletics. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Galloway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Emck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and has Galloway trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Galloway for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Emck moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Emck covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.